Eloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall? My car keys just found a new home.
We've got hints from Eloise. We've got hints from
It is time for Rope Hints from Eloise. And here is today's star of Rope Hints from Eloise, Davey.
He is a star.
He is a star.
It's true. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Yes, Hints from Eloise is a column to help you with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And Rope Hints is a foreword to help you win a playoff series. And today we put them together in honor of Stars Game 6. For
is it Rupe or Rope?
I'm going to say Rupe. Because
Rope.
Rope? Well, this is Rope Hints from Eloise.
At least it's not Rape.
Yeah.
It's true. This is ripped in red from the Dallas Morning News, as well as the Lompoc Record, which is somewhere in California, I believe.
Yes.
Mike, this first one, I feel like you eat a lot of leftovers, so maybe this will be valid for you.
Okay.
Dear Eloise, I clean all the plastic containers I use, and somehow they still have a stinky odor from the food that I have stored them in. How can I eliminate this odor? From Carol in Maryland. Eloise writes, Dear Carol, fill containers with half household vinegar and half water. Let this sit overnight, then rinse well with hot soapy water and air dry. Always store containers with the lids off to prevent a musty odor.
So in other words, you douche them.
Yes. If you don't have a jar of household vinegar in the pantry, just get grandma's red bag out of the shower.
Are they talking about like reusing containers that you get from the store that other food comes in, like Cool Whip?
Probably. I don't know.
Because that is such a grandparent thing to do.
Yeah, using the Cool Whip container as Tupperware.
How much Cool Whip did grandparents go through? Because you'd go over to their house and there would be 1,000 of those damn tubs just stacked, reused for food storage.
And they would always have like a backup one in the freezer.
Always. Always. They had a, what do they call it? A queue of Cool Whip. Did your grandparents eat a lot of Cool Whip, Mike?
I don't think Cool Whip was around when my grandparents roamed this earth.
What about your parents?
Some, not a lot, but some. I never really noticed a preponderance of it over there.
You know, the default dessert at my house growing up?
Probably something with Cool Whip on it.
Yes. It was a slice of Sara Lee pound cake.
Yep.
A handful of strawberries, mm-hmm, and a giant glob of Cool Whip.
Ah, some nice strawberry shortcake.
Yes.
And it was good.
Homemade. Homemade strawberry,
yes,
shortcake. Guys, you may not know the difference between jellies, jams, preserves, and fruit butters.
I do.
Here are a few sweet hints to help you buy the one that's right for you.
Okay. I think I know this, too.
Okay, let's see. Let's test you.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's a jelly?
Jellies are made from fruit juice, and when cooked, it gels.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the juice of the fruit, not the actual fruit itself.
Right.
Jam is created from a blend of crushed pureed fruit. It is usually thicker than jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine better for you.
Yes. Now, preserves, I believe, are just the actual fruit themselves mashed up, mixed with sweeteners and whatnot, correct?
I'm glad you said that, Daniel. Preserves can contain large chunks of fruit or whole fruit. This makes them thicker with fruit than jelly or jam.
I always found that preserves were easier to spread, and jelly's really hard. Like jelly, you can't, it tears your bread apart when you're making a PBJ.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to have bread tear.
No.
Yeah, you got to have jam or preserves.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite is the one you're about to get to. which is the butter.
Fruit butter.
Fruit butter, like apple butter?
Yes.
You like apple butter, Mike?
Love it.
So it is good. Made when fruit pulp and sugar are cooked together. It is usually smooth, but there is no actual butter in fruit butter. But I guess it's because it's spreadable like
Correct.
Butter.
Yeah, it's like butter.
But so it's like some butter.
So is marmalade a fruit butter?
I don't know what marmalade is, Dave.
Well, because it's like orange rinds and sugar. So it says it's when fruit pulp and sugar are cooked together.
Sounds
delicious. Why didn't she tell us about marmalade?
She didn't have enough time.
Dear Heloise, writes a reader in North Carolina, ever have a piece of chicken, a pork chop, or a piece of steak left from dinner that's not enough for another meal? I freeze the leftovers and use them later in a stir fry. I let them thaw, cut them into bite-sized pieces, and mix with vegetables for a delicious meal. Waste not.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Think that's a tasty stir fry with leftover pork chops?
No.
Nah, probably not, but I don't know, seasoned right, I guess it could be.
This is a very food/leftovers-based hints from Heloise, Dave.
I'm sorry, I will get away from
And what made you think that Mike eats a lot of leftovers? What about him brought you to that conclusion or assumption?
Because he's old and lonely?
I don't think Mike cooks enough for himself to have a lot of leftovers.
This presupposes the notion that I cook.
Yeah. Right. He door dashes every meal and then eats half of it and then just throws it away.
Actually, I just walk somewhere.
You got enough places around you that you can fulfill your food needs?
Oh, yeah.
Now, is the new grocery store over here, is that your go-to?
Yes, it is kick-ass.
Are you happy to have one?
Oh, delirious.
Now, it's not walking distance, right?
No, not walking distance, but...
The closest one?
Scooter distance. Oh, yeah, scooter distance for sure.
He ain't riding no damn scooter.
I want to see Mike on a bird scooter.
No, I don't do that.
You don't do the scooter, huh?
I haven't yet, let's put it that way.
I want to see him on the bird scooter with like an old Dallas Cowboys football helmet for protection.
The single bar?
Yeah. The Theismann bar?
Uh-huh. Patricia D. in Great Falls, Montana writes, Dear Heloise, when I recently went to the hospital, friends would call and ask what I needed. I said I'd love any travel brochures they could lay their hands on. This kept my mind off my impending surgery and helped me plan for my next trip. I liked it better than reading magazines that feature movie stars. Do you think that Patricia made it to her next destination?
No, she died in surgery. She died on the operating table. Travel brochures.
This I know is going to be helpful to you, Mike. Teresa in Newport Beach, California writes, Dear Heloise, there's another phone scam. Beware of callers telling you that you've won a gift card that you haven't claimed it yet. The vast majority of these calls are scammers trying to get financial information from you. Never, ever give out credit card information and don't tell them where you bank or the name of your bank. In fact, just hang up.
Which is the procedure I follow.
Yep.
Unfailingly.
If the number is not in my phone and it doesn't show up as somebody that I have manually entered into my phone, it gets the double click, go to voicemail. I don't care what number it is.
If the number is in my phone and if it's somebody I know, I will pick up, but you've got about 3 seconds to get with the program and identify yourself and let's get where we're going.
How much did you almost send to the UK?
Oh, gosh.
Is it like $2,000?
Yeah, $2,000 or something like that.
He didn't do it, though.
No,
that
no.
was an email scam. That wasn't a phone scam, right?
Yeah, somebody got a hold of a friend of mine, and this happens to be a person that if she needs something from me, it's no questions asked. I do it.
Right. They hacked her email and posed as her to get you to send her money.
Yeah, and it looked legit enough to where I went through with it, and then I started thinking about, maybe I should have my then-wife call her and see if she's where she purports to be, and so she did.
Yeah, probably the first thing you should have done.
Yeah, it probably was, but, I just saw her name there, and she was in trouble, so okay.
Why are you susceptible to this stuff? Why is it your Twitter account that gets hacked? And by the way, did you ever fix that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
How'd you do it? Did you get some outside help?
I'll tell you the next break how I did it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, one more quick one. Heloise has some fast facts for you. Dear readers, here are some new uses. New. Never before heard uses for transparent tape.
Okay.
Repair hems when the thread has been pulled out.
Done that on pants.
Scotch tape?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cover a label on a package to keep it from being ripped off.
That's not a new, never heard before.
She said these are new uses for transparent tape.
There's nothing new about this, no, but go ahead.
It's been going on for eons.
When on a trip, attach a note on a mirror to tell your travel mate where you are. I guess if you don't have a post-it note, you can use tape to
right.
tape an actual piece of paper.
Oh my God.
And finally, tape prices on items at a garage sale.
So that's
never before heard
yes,
on
that's a never
the radio.
Before heard, never used new thing for scotch tape, huh?
So in other words, use it to tape crap.
Yes. Use it to tape things to other things.
That's what it was invented for.
And that is a special game day edition of Rope Hints from Heloise. Or Rope, sorry.
Go Stars. Starting to get some activity.
If that doesn't bring us victory in Game 6, I don't know what will.